Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Off-Ramp. Off-Ramp? What was I just saying? Off-Ramp. This is your host, Beach Bum Gun, back on the MIC. Feels so good to be back on the mic. Feels so good to be back with you. Finally done traveling. Finally back in the lab. Going to be your host for the proceedings this evening, along with my co-host, M Extra Money. Say what's up with the people. Say what's up to the people.
What's going on? What's going on?
Got my other co-host, my other co-pilot, Mr. Righteous. What's popping?
What's going on?
Ain't much. Welcome to the Off-Ramp Peoples, March 12, 2013, 11 p.m. Eastern, every single night. Sorry about last night. I know some of you tried to tune in. We had some technical difficulties. If you heard nothing but static, so did we. But we got everything fixed. Back on the mic tonight. Feel free to call in 646-915-8680. Holler at us on Twitter at BeachBumpGun, at Sigmatic1914, at VSUO2. If you have a problem spelling that stuff, it's not my problem. Just run the tape back and you'll be able to get it. So let's get right into topics this evening. Got a couple things I want to talk about. My headline today, well, first of all, you know, there's been a lot of talk with sports. You know, I just will give you a quick rundown. The Magic lost to the Lakers. No one cares, even though Howard did drop 32 on them. A lot of teams was punching tickets tonight for the NCAA, but none of them are going to win a championship, so no one cares about that. Then there are a lot of free agency going on at NFL. It'd be good to tell you about. We can argue about who won, who lost. If you got in particular, you know, free agency you want to pick up, I mean, you want to talk about, feel free to call on the show, discuss it with everybody, discuss it with the panel, but nothing matters. You don't want a championship in March, because I've won the free agency battle in offseason plenty of times and didn't make the playoffs. So, F football. So, speaking of football, my first main topic, I want to talk about the Redskins. I want to talk about the NFL. It's been recently brought up that the moniker, the name for Washington, D.C.'s professional football team, Redskins, is racist. And they are advocating that D.C. changes its name. Now, the D.C. mayor said that if Daniel Snyder ever moved the team back into D.C. limits, we'll have to have a discussion on this name because of the heavy Native influence in D.C. Now, I used to live outside of D.C., never saw a Native American. Maybe it's just me, but I've never seen one of them. Seen a whole lot of black people, and they all claim to have Indian in them. Maybe that's who he's talking about, but I ain't never seen no Native American in there. But either way, my question to the panel. Do y'all feel that, you know, I'll start with M Extra Money. Do you feel like the Redskins name is racist and should they change it?
I do not think that it's racist. I don't think they should change it either. I think that it's been that way for a long time. Me, my family growing up in D.C., we've always been, you know what I mean, it's always been the Redskins back in the RFK days. So I seriously doubt that in 10 years they will ever change the name. There's more influx of white people or Caucasians moving in there than they are Native Americans. So I don't know why they're actually tripping, acting like, you know, that there's people protesting around RFK or even the one in PG County about the Redskins. I know they had a beef about the mascots, and you know, they stopped having, like, the mascot dude wearing the Indian headdress with the spear and all that other kind of stuff. I can see how that could rub people the wrong way, especially if it wasn't, you know what I mean, like, technically, like, correct in what he was wearing. But, you know, they did do that, but the name, I think, can stay the same. So they changed the mascot, they should be happy, move on.
So you don't think they should change their name?
Nah, I think they were correct in with the mascot and getting rid of the mascot with the dude and the headdress and all that other kind of stuff. That was correct. That was a good move just because of the undertones and, you know, the negative connotation that can be seen, especially if I was a Redskin, if I was in that tribe and he was wearing the wrong headdress or wasn't the right type of feathers, you know what I mean? Like, it can be seen like I'm being made fun of. So I can understand why they made the move from the mascot, do the mascot in that manner. But the name, I just think that at this point, you know, it should just stay the same. So
what about you, Mr. Righteous?
What they going to change the name? No need to change it. What's racist about the name Redskins? I don't see nothing racist about it. Taking a direct shot at Native American people or anything like that. It's just the name. I mean, I don't see nothing racist about it, and I don't think they should change the name either. So I don't know no whole history about no mascot, but, you know, I don't think they should change the name. Shoot, Mark Rippon, what's his name? Mark Rippon, right? He was a quarterback. He was Native American. He didn't have no problem with it.
Yeah.
So what's the difference
now? They were calling Jackie Robinson a nigger, but he still played baseball.
What'd you say?
They were calling Jackie Robinson a nigger, but he still played baseball.
It wasn't the Los Angeles Negroes or something. No offense, the Dodgers Negroes or something like that. It was Washington Redskins. This kid was Native American and showed Native American heritage. He didn't get upset because, oh, I'm not going to play for these people because I'm Native American, and they call the Redskins. Oh, I'm offensive. Can't play good with them, man. He didn't have no problem with it.
Was that your Mr. Rogers voice?
Hey. I don't know what the hell it was. It wasn't no damn for my Mr. Rogers voice.
Yo, I hate to disagree with y'all. No, I don't. I don't hate disagreeing with y'all. I like it when I disagree with y'all. I think both of y'all are fools. These people are, think about this. If they had a team called the Blackskins, and it was a picture of LeBron James on it, we'd be going crazy. We'd be like, yo, Jesse Jackson be all up there with his perm and with his, you know, secrecy on killing Martin Luther King. We'd be having all types of fake marches and fake Black Power movement. It is the same thing. Now the Redskins, no doubt, are the most racist football team in America history-wise. They were the last team to integrate.
Why?
They were the last. I forget who the first owner is. I have to look it up. But he was the first owner who said that he will never have a Black person on his team as long as he is alive. They were the last team to allow a Black person on their team. Now, I know Doug Williams did his thing, but that's a whole different owner. That's why I said history-wise, and we can't say it was a whole different landscape because if other teams were integrating their teams, if other teams were integrating their teams, and one particular organization said they refuse to integrate because they don't like Black people, that makes you the most racist history-wise. I didn't say most racist today. I don't think that the Redskins are a racist team today. Well, actually, I do because of the name Redskin, but it was previous before that. But to get back on point, my whole statement is to call an Indian or a Native American Redskin, that's racist. That's like calling somebody blackface. That's racist in general.
It's similar to calling a Black person nigger. So it's like kind of have like the St. Louis niggers out there. You know what I'm saying? With a person of a slave getting whipped. I mean, if that's what you're trying to bring, that's apples to apples at that point.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying because the term nigger was kind of used to associate with Black people in the slave days. And I guess the Redskins, back when the American-Indian War was kind of used to describe Indians.
Right. They call us niggers because a Negro, and that's, you know, I mean, that's where they got it. It was mispronunciation from Negro to what Hispanics used to call the dark skin a part of, you know, their culture. And we got called niggers, and then it got negative. So how they describe the Indians comes from Christopher Columbus when he saw them and said they're red faces. They're redskins. That's racist. Now I'm pretty sure Christopher Columbus didn't hate them off bat, and he meant it as a, you know what I mean, as a negative term. But over time, you know, once you learn that these people are actually Native Americans and they're not just a color of a skin, you should name a franchise that's worth $1 billion off of a racial slur. If my man from New England, Gronkowski, can't take pictures with pornos because it's bad for team publicity, you shouldn't name a team after a racial slang term. I mean, am I bugging?
I'm not saying that you're bugging. I understand the whole negative connotation behind the term redskin. But what I'm saying is back in the 1930s when the team actually named itself, there was no marches going on about the team name. It only recently happened. I'm just
we killed them.
No, that's not
Native Americans
true.
Around.
That's not necessarily true. You gotta understand, we were marching in 1960. Native Americans,
no, Native
have been
Americans
fighting
were dead.
Hold on, give me a chance. Native Americans
right.
have been fighting for their right to this whole basically land that we're living on for a long time before 1960. And that's why they have Indian reservations right now. They had, we were promised 40 acres and a mule, yet the only people that got land that they can claim their own and have their own set of laws are the Native Americans. I'm not saying that they're not right in the fact that they got that land, but at the same time, they weren't having all these marches and all this other kind of stuff to kind of like on D.C. talking about change your name, even when the team was in D.C. That's what I'm saying. I think it would have moved a lot better because it went to, in 2009, it went to the Supreme Court. I just looked it up. 2009, it went to the Supreme Court. They failed to hear it. They didn't even want to hear it because they didn't want to hear it. So it already went up to the Supreme Court where they filed a petition with the Supreme Court. The Native Americans filed a disbarment lawsuit basically to say, like, yo, this is a racial term, get rid of it. And, actually, in 1992. So, because it was trademarked in 1992. They filed a lawsuit, and the case was dismissed in 2009.
Which
so
is fucked up.
It was up. In 1992. But I'm just saying, it was, so if you look at it, they only had a problem in 1992 when they actually trademarked the name. Like, why 1992? Like, this has been since 1930.
What do you mean it's just a problem? They got denied by the Supreme Court. Son, think about what you're saying. You're saying that, you know, the blacks had a problem, so we rose up and marched. The Indians don't have that type of face and leader. But think about this. There were more African Americans in this country than there were white people. We had the strength in numbers. We basically wiped out an entire section of people as Americans, not we black people. People as
I was going to say, don't say we, because I don't believe my ass.
I'm just talking about black people were enslaved, murdered, but the amount of people that we had, once we got freedom and once, you know what I mean, stuff started to become more political, we had enough numbers to make a difference. When we marched, there was hundreds and thousands of us. You can't deny that. I don't think there's hundreds and thousands of Native Americans in this world at all anymore. They are basically completely wiped out. There is no way that they can have the power that black people had, surely because they just don't have the numbers.
I think they do have the numbers. They're on a reservation. I've never actually been on a reservation, but I guarantee that they were. I think there's more than what you're trying to believe or what you're saying. I'm not sure, but I'm just saying I think there are more.
Oh my gosh, you hear me?
How many places have you been in this earth? Yeah,
I've been traveling all around this country for the last 7 years. I'm not sad, but I don't know. I can't tell Native America. I mean, times change. It's like the same person. Like you may call a black person black, and they'll say straight up they from Nigeria and they're African. They ain't gonna say themselves African American. They say I'm African. Yeah, they don't even mess with us.
So, well, I know the difference between being a Native American,
but you may be seeing a Native American.
Son,
I mean, I don't
know.
There's a lot of Africans that hate the fact that people call us African Americans when we're not really from Africa, and they hate that. I talk to a lot of people who's from actually from Africa. Like my teacher asked from Africa. He said, "I don't understand why they call y'all African American." He said, "Neither one of y'all from Africa. Y'all Americans. Y'all not African Americans. You're not from Africa. You are American."
I don't know what the hell y'all going with this. All I'm saying is, out of all the places we've been there in the world, if you can't even think that you saw a Native American, then there's a problem. You might think you saw a black person, they could be African. You might think you saw an African and they could be black. When was the last time you thought you saw a Native American? That's all I'm saying. That's how you know the people are damn near wiped out. When's the last time you thought you saw a Native American? Now, I've been to Native American reservations, and there ain't many of them. You know what I mean? They give you this fake crocodile alligator fighting wrestling show. That you get some beads and some bootleg-ass arrowheads, which ain't nothing but rocks carved with a little point in a triangle. And it's all fun and dandy, but there ain't many out there, yo. Like,
so
I mean, these dudes wiped out. Huh?
So what's the whole complaint about then? If there's not that many out there, what's the whole complaint about?
What I'm saying is that there's not enough Native Americans to make a difference. All I'm saying is, this is my whole thing. If we can agree that the term redskin is racist because it refers to a color of a particular person, then if that's considered racist or derogatory, then a billion-dollar franchise should not have its name after that. That's all I'm saying.
But back in the day, were there actual Indian people that was the actual color of red, or was that the war paint that they put on their bodies when they went out to war?
No, that's what white people used to call them. They used to be like, "You're nothing but a dirty redskin," referring to the color of their face, because they called us niggers and they called them redskins.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. So they called them redskins, but was that, were they actually, were their color of their skin was actually really red like that, or was it just because of that war paint that they put?
It's kind of split into three areas from what I'm saying. One, it was because of the skin color. The other one was because of the war paint, and it was because of the bloody scalp remnants of, resulting from, you know what I mean, crossing the path into the bounty hunter. So it's kind of like a rites of passage kind of thing where, you know what I mean, I guess they would have a bloody scalp. Another one was because of the war paint they used to wear, and another one was kind of the skin color. But I did look up, just did a quick search on the history behind the term redskin. So it used to be the Boston Braves. Then it went to the Boston Redskins in 1933. And they went to the Boston Redskins to recognize their then coach, William Longstar Diaz, who was half German, half Sioux, but he was half Indian. And he embraced that as a part of being like his part of his Native American heritage. And so the dude Marshall didn't have a problem with it. That's why the coach, he was the original coach. He said he had a problem with the term, had issues with the race, like the Redskins as an NFL team, because they integrated in 1962. So Beach Bum Gum, you were correct. They were the last team to kind of integrate. So he had an issue with them with that piece, but he never had an issue with the term Redskins. So if you go back to the history of why they named the team Redskins from the Braves, there's history behind that.
Yeah, I get all that. I'm not saying that there's no history behind the term. I'm saying, is the term racist? Your great grandmother wouldn't mind being called colored instead of being called a nigger, but she accepted that. But that doesn't mean that you would accept your great grandmother being called colored today. But hold on, fellas, I know it's a hot topic. Don't want to cut you off. I got another call lined up that's been on hold for a while. 443-905. What up? What's going on? You're on the off ramp.
Yo, what's up? As a professional, man, just wanted to chime in, get some love. Sure, y'all are hilarious, yo.
Thanks for calling in. What you got to say about the topic, man?
Yeah, I got not much, but my thing is, I guess the conversation gets deep. But if really all you're talking about is changing the name of an NFL team, then change the damn name. I mean, I'm a Ravens fan. We just got rid of half our damn squad that won the Super Bowl. You can't change your name because it's got racist implications? You know what I mean? Like, change your damn name. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, DJ C. Siren just made a good point. And I only ask you, and I only cut you off because I know you're in the area. I want to get your opinion. If you could change the name from Washington Bullets to the Wizards because bullets are legal, why can't you change the name from a racist term like Redskins to the
that
gay
was political,
Wizards?
Man, that was all political, man. D.C. was the number one murder capital of the world, man. And they felt like the word, the term bullets and re-embracing bullets kind of was like they wanted to change the perception of D.C. That was
so because y'all ain't got no Native Americans in there, y'all can start killing off Native Americans again?
No, because I'm sure there are Native Americans in D.C., but at the same time, there was a coach that was Native American himself. It's the reason why when they moved this city from Boston and changed it from Braves to Redskin, it was actually a term like trying to honor him as being a coach. Actually, the coach, it was about the coach, like more than it was about the true Native Americans that we're talking about. So it was more about giving, like, paying homage to the coach than it was saying, hey, look, man, we see these Native Americans and we're just going to try to, like, talk shit about them and call ourselves the Redskins because we don't like them. Like, come on, man. There was more history behind it.
Well, on Google, it says Redskin is a racial descriptor for the indigenous peoples of America.
I'm not saying it wasn't.
And one of the color metaphors for race. So all I'm saying is I understand that the original inception might have been for good purposes, but if we can just step back and say, is the term Redskin racist? Well, let me type this a different way. Hey, the professional, is the term Redskin racist?
I agree. That's a racist term. I mean, I think they need to get rid of it. I mean, I don't see what the problem is of changing your name. I mean, what's the problem? Change the name. It's got some people think it's racist. In this culture today, more things are changed based off of perception than anything else. I mean, you elect President Bush because you think the elections in Florida are broken, so you redo the whole election and you get a whole new president or whatever happened there. You can't change the name of the Redskins because it actually is defined as racist? Like, to me, I don't know. It just needs to be changed.
F that mess. I'm a spiteful dude, man. If I got to change my name, everybody who got anything Native American on their team got to change their name, too. Damn that. Seminoles,
absolutely.
That got to go. Everybody got to go.
Where's Florida Seminoles at? Like, how come anybody talking about them?
Right.
Change
the Atlanta Braves. Change the Cleveland Indians.
The Atlanta Braves. I mean, what the hell? Come on, man. That's
the
Chiefs.
Yeah,
the Chiefs.
Change them all.
What's going on
here?
Believe me, I am not just about, as an Eagle fan, I'm not just coming down on the Redskins just because of their name. I honestly do feel like, you know, if there is a racial term of your team, no matter what you started as, it should be changed. I mean, it's just the fact that, you know, we're trying to, as a country, get to the point where we're free from ignorance as much as we can. There's no point having one of the biggest industries, franchises, having any term to be racist. I mean, there's no way. People say, you know, black folks made the word nigger endearing. No. You know what I mean? It's not. I mean, I can't act like I don't ever say it, but it's not an endearing term. It never will be. People died over that because of that name. And I'm pretty sure a lot of Native Americans died over being called a Redskin. It's not like I'm calling any Native Americans.
How many people died just called a redneck?
Yeah, was Eagles into that term?
Yeah, the redneck.
Park Rangers protect Eagles every day from being in range, from being in danger. Yo, I say the Philadelphia Eagles should change their name, because they out here got Eagles on their helmets and they being killed every day. They're in danger. They ain't a bunch of them left, yo. Change your name, Philly. That's all I'm saying.
So who's against? who's against changing names? So it makes your money. You wouldn't want to see a racist, a potentially racist name go away?
No.
You think they should keep the name?
History behind it.
No. So forget all the history behind it. Do you think I'm just asking you a question. If you think there's a team that's in the professional sports world that's potentially racist towards a small percentage of people, do you think that name should be changed, or you think it should stay the same?
I think it should stay the same. I think they have the right to name it whatever they want. I think that.
No!
Excuse it. I think that you're missing the point. The Washington Redskins didn't say they didn't change.
No,
the
I didn't. I'm not talking about the Redskins.
Well, then what are you
talking about? I'm talking about just let's black and white, okay? Black and red. So if there's a team, there's any sports team where there's a percentage of the population that can look at that name and say, hey, that name is a derogatory term for my race, and I'm offended, do you feel like that should be addressed?
I think it should be addressed, and they did address it, and the Supreme Court addressed it, and they didn't hear it.
So a group of white men and Clarence Thomas said it's okay, and it's all good.
I'm agreeing in the fact that I agree with the fact that it's a racist thing. I agree with the fact that it should be addressed, but I think that there should be some knowledge attained too. And so, if I'm Daniel Snyder and I tell the Native American, listen, I actually named the team with a name, and look at the history of the Redskins, and we named it
after a coach who was actually an Indian. You're going to tell the race to look up their own history.
I'm saying the history of the team.
We're going to keep this name.
The history of the team. I'm saying the history of the team. And that way they would know that the term Redskin does not apply to be negative. It's not intended to be negative. It's intended to be named after their first coach or one of the coaches, Marshall, who was part Indian. And at that point, they should not think that it's a negative connotation.
Okay, so would that fly today with a team called the Baltimore Blackies because it's named after your best player back in the day who was the first black player? So it's the history, Blackie. It's not because you're all black. It's the history. You got to learn your history, Blackie.
I mean, listen,
you're going to tell a whole race to learn their history.
No, we have a constitution that says that you can do and say whatever you want. And if it offends somebody, then if it's a less political will for you to name it, now that's my original point.
And you can't hide behind that because you can go in a crowded theater and yell fire without getting arrested.
There's limits to free speech. What I'm saying is that if there's enough political will from Native Americans to kind of come out there and force them to change the name, or if enough people said that, I guarantee you Daniel Snyder would say it, but there's not enough people supporting this cause.
So now you're just talking about the strength behind the people. You're saying it's okay because the people who are being offended aren't strong enough to defend themselves. But if they become stronger, then we'll think about changing it.
Listen, I got one quick thing. Something in the Washington Post that was last month on the 16th, talking about the same thing. And there was a thing called some members of the Blanchard's tribe send their children to McLeod High School, whose team is also called the Redskins. The Washington team has pointed to the McLeod nickname as evidence that the word was acceptable to Native Americans.
So these people
go to a high school that's named the Redskins, and they embrace the Redskin name at this high school.
So just because a few black people don't mind being called a nigger, does that mean that we should all accept it? Hey, man, I got to mute y'all. I know y'all hate when I mute y'all, but we only got 30 seconds left. It was a great conversation tonight, fellas. We got a lot. We only got one topic, but it was a very candid conversation, a lot of opinions on both sides, which makes for great radio. I thank for all of my panelists who always chime in, goodwill, good conversation. We'll give a shout-out to all of our sponsors, MarisolJohnsonInsurance.com, OliveCocoMag.com, RichBefore30.com. We just got a big package, and we're going to be giving our prizes away for Rich Before 30. Go get that book, The Real Silver Dollar, Stick to a Fitness. Man, it's been a good night. I love being back. I'll holler at y'all tomorrow night.